Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Fern Riddell, and unfortunately, this isn't a brand new episode of Not What You Thought You Knew. We're going to be taking a small break this week, putting the final touches to our next episode on Alada Equiano and the Sons of Africa. After last week's episode, we had a fantastic tweet from Chris Jolliffe, whose grandfather was wounded at Solver Bay on the 27th of August 1915. For those who listened, you'll know our episode focused on the life and family of Alan Noel Minns, the Black Army doctor noted for his exceptional bravery in treating the wounded under heavy fire at Solver Bay. Chris heard this episode and wanted to let us know he was delighted to think that his grandfather might have been treated by Dr. Minns. In the meantime, and while we take a break, we have something really quite special to share with you in this teaser episode. My team have been in touch with broadcaster, composer and educator Alexander De Great, who has written an original song about Alada Equiano that's coming up next. Since February 2000, Alexander De Great has been the Calypsian in residence for the BBC and regularly works with organisations like the Windrush Foundation and the Equiano Society to produce songs on racism, politics and covering topics from the Grenfell Tower fire to cricket. His work is created to inform others about those from African and Caribbean culture and history, which he says has not been respected or celebrated enough. Equiano is one such person. And to give us some background on this incredible life before next week's episode, Alexander tells us, while most British and Americans think that people like Wilberforce are responsible for the ending of transatlantic slavery, it is actually the Africans themselves and their descendants who paved the way. Equiano was hugely important to the abolitionist movement. And here's his song.
Equiano, you have traveled this world over. You went to interesting places like Gibraltar, the Caribbean, Georgia and Pennsylvania, England, Scotland, Holland and Nova Scotia, Turkey, Italy, Portugal and Jamaica, Mosquito Coast down in Central America, later visiting New York and Philadelphia, becoming a successful trader and publisher. The interesting narrative of Alada Equiano was published so future generations would read it and know about this outstanding African, a very successful businessman and an author whose work is still in print to this day. A true hero of yesterday, Alada Equiano. After years serving Pascal in contentment, sold on to Captain James Doran caused resentment. Going to Montserrat, something you could not prevent. You might have felt that you had earned God's punishment. Though subsequent owners were often benevolent, you had no choice where in the world you might be sent. You experienced the North Pole's freezing element, asking the Lord to save you in your predicament. The interesting narrative of Alada Equiano was published so future generations would read it and know about this outstanding African. A very successful businessman and an author whose work is still in print to this day. A true hero of yesterday. Olauda Equiano. Your attitude made you an astute businessman, leaving money to the Sierra Leone mission, improving the lot of the poor West African, helping Maroons going there from the Caribbean. The anti-slavery movement grew in Great Britain. You wrote articles about it for publication, ably supported by the Countess of Huntingdon. Your book became an international sensation. The interesting narrative of Olauda Equiano was published so future generations would read it and know about this outstanding African. A very successful businessman and an author whose work is still in print to this day. A true hero of yesterday. Olauda Equiano. Gustavus, you had deep spirituality and were baptized after you found Christianity. Trying your best to live truly and righteously, you became a symbol of real humanity, speaking out against mankind's worst depravity. You said the slave trade corrupted morality, and while you doubted you would ever see liberty, you still believed in God's infinite mercy. The interesting narrative of Olauda Equiano was published so future generations would read it and know about this outstanding African. A very successful businessman and an author whose work is still in print to this day. A true hero of yesterday. Olauda Equiano.
So while you wait for our penultimate episode of this season, please do me a massive favour and jump on your podcast app to leave a rating. And while you're at it, share this podcast on social media with the hashtag NotWhatYouThought. And finally, a big thank you to Alexander de Great for sharing his work with us today.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you obsessed with the trials and tribulations of the rich and famous? Do you live for the drama of a legal investigation? Same. If you're up on your Agatha Christie, were glued to Gwyneth's ski and run trial, and tweeted Free Britney, courtroom drama's made for you. I'm Jackie Adedeji, your host. Think of me as a British raven-haired Elle Woods. What, like it's hard? In this podcast series, I'm delving deep into real-life celebrity court cases. Yep, everything we're talking about actually happened. We like to keep things authentic around here, so you'll hear actors voicing the actual transcripts from the celebrity trials.
This conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good.
Well, I lost half a day of skin.
It's Rebecca Vardy's account.
I'll be getting into exactly what went down in each case with a fully qualified barrister, discussing the debates that were dominating our timelines with respective experts. We've read the court transcripts, so you don't have to. So, what are you waiting for? Search for Courtroom Drama on your favourite podcast app and hit follow. It's almost time to get served.